Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, again, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about purging out the leaven in our life. And I asked this question, and it is, what is leaven today, spiritually speaking? So this week we're going to answer that question and look at some other points. Now, if Jesus is the living bread, and he is, my friend, you can see that in John 6:35 and John 6:47 through 51, then leaven is anything that is added to him. Let me say that again. Spiritual leaven is anything that we add to Christ. Leaven puffs up. It is a yeast that causes bread to rise. Thus, spiritual leaven is anything that is mixed in with Christ that is not of Christ. That which is of me, of the world, even of Satan. Spiritual leaven makes us bigger and Christ smaller. Let me say that again. Spiritual leaven makes us bigger and Christ smaller. Leaven is there for self. It is man. It can be expressed in many ways through doctrine and conduct and even spirit. But if Christ is the living bread from above, and he is, my friend, then leaven is anything that is not of Christ, which is added to him, and that always is something of our flesh. That is what leaven is. Now, there are a couple of other ways that we can explain this. The Feast of Unleavened Bread in the Old Testament actually stands for a sanctification in the Christian's life. Leaven is purged, and what remains is the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That is, the flesh is crucified, and what emerges is Christ. Let me say that again. Our flesh is crucified, and what emerges is Christ. Most, if not all, denominations and churches never really talk about sanctification. But sanctification is the godly, now I did not say a Christian process, but a godly process where God begins to work in our lives, removing the leaven from us through his dealings and his judgments. And let me tell you, my friend, sanctification can hurt at times, but it's designed to kill us, to kill our flesh, but that's okay, isn't it? Because God's plan for our flesh is to be destroyed. God is not trying to change us to look like Christ. Oh no. God wants to kill our flesh, kill our old sin nature, kill our flesh so that Christ can be formed in us through his dealing and his judgments in our lives. Unless we allow God to work in our lives through his dealing and his judgments, we will never, no, never, ever have Christ formed in us. Wow. Then Christ can be our sanctification. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 1:30, but of him, talking about Jesus, are ye in Christ Jesus, now ready, who Jesus of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Yet, when was the last time you heard that Christ is our sanctification? I do not believe I have ever heard that taught, maybe in the last 10 years, but by me and some of my friends who have had the same teachers. My friend, it matters who your teacher is. Let me say that again. It matters who your teacher is. Most Christians are blind to this truth because they are blind to Christ in us. Instead, many denominations and churches and even religions has redefined Christianity to mean something else, usually in a religion they can practice or even an emotional or soulless experience. Unfortunately, however, these substitutes for Christ are exactly what leaven means. In Matthew 16 and 6, Jesus says, take heed or beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Jesus was talking about their malice and their wickedness, the same malice and wickedness that Paul was talking about in 1 Corinthians 5 and 8, when he said, we must keep the feast. Now these, the malice and the wickedness, are not doctrines, are they? No. No, of course not. They are expressions of self. But make no mistake, they can be manifested in church doctrine, and they can be manifested in religious teachings. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 5, 6-8, your glorying is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, wow, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Boy, I like that. Let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Wow. Now that might seem strange that Paul would address the possibilities of malice and wickedness among the Christian people, but you will notice that these are contrasted over and over again with purity and truth. In short, if we are not keeping the feast by eating of Christ and abiding in Him, we are actually inflicting harm on the body of Christ, which is malice and is practicing wickedness, even if we do it in a religious way. That may seem extreme, but ultimately it is where leaven will take you if you're not in Christ. The Pharisees were the most religious people in Israel, and yet when they met God incarnate, Jesus Christ, they said He had a devil. Jesus says they were dead inside, hypocrites and evil. The problem was, it was their heart. At the root, there is something very wicked about self-righteousness, which most of us do not believe that it is in us, but it is, my friend. A story here. When we came back from Kenya, I shared with a lady who we greatly trusted, who came to our home group meeting, who we gave money and we gave her help when she had an accident. Well, it is a long story, and I'm not going to, give out names, but we gave her food and she stayed with us, and we just really took care of her. So I'm not going to mention names, but this lady secretly recorded our conversations, which I shared things for prayer with her, and then she gave that recording to two pastors who do not really like me, all under the banner of truth and righteousness. Well, no, she knew the truth as confirmed by other sources, but still chose to, for her selfish reasons, to do evil against us. All she exposed, though, was in reality her heart toward us and her self-righteousness. Wow. May God reward her accordingly. Now, I expected better of her, but was greatly disappointed in her behavior. This is why in Galatians, leaven is any form of self-righteousness that teaches, that would suggest that we can be right before God based upon ourselves or our good works. We are told in Galatians 5 that if we seek to be justified or made right for God through our works, then we are told that Christ is no effect in us, and that we have fallen from grace. Of course, Paul was talking to the Galatians about keeping the law of circumcision, but if we try to earn our salvation by our good works, i.e. keeping the law, then we have fallen from grace, my friend. And in verse 9, Paul says, ready for this? A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Wow. Self-righteousness is sin, my friend, especially when we do things to please others or to be thought of better by others. It is deception. It is unbelief. It is ultimately a denial of Jesus Christ, because it is a substitute for Him. It is leaven. I hope you notice both in 1 Corinthians 5 and 6 and Galatians 5 and 9, we are told a little leaven leavens the whole lump. In other words, if Jesus Christ is the living bread, in which He is, that came down from above, and if we add leaven to Him, this will ultimately infect and corrupt our entire life in Christ. More next week as we continue to look at the living bread. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, asking you to search your heart and allow God to remove any leaven, anything that you've added to Him. Take that out of your heart so that you can be a piece of that unleavened bread of Christ. Amen. God bless, and we will talk to you all next week. Amen.